Using higher doses of vancomycin to treat patients with meningitis, hospital-acquired pneumonia, and ventilator-associated pneumonia may cause kidney damage. And since new guidelines recommend higher doses, what does this mean for doctors? This all comes out of a retrospective study presented here in Chicago. I discussed the findings with Megan Wynn, and she began by telling me about the patients included in the study.
We only looked at hospitalized patients, and they had to be on a certain number of days of therapy, had enough lab values for us to be able to assess whether or not they received, adequate amounts of vancomycin, or whether or not they had enough serum creatinine levels to assess for renal function for us to be able to include them into our study.
What did you find when you looked at your results?
We found that patients who had a lower trough group, which was defined as those who had trough between 5 to 15 or up to 15, compared to those who had trough levels greater than 15, there was a statistically significant difference between the two, showing that the second group had a higher incidence of nephrotoxicity.
Increasing vancomycin doses obviously has had a negative effect. Were there other agents that any of the patients were on that could have induced nephrotoxicity?
Yes, there were, and we also actually found that the more nephrotoxic agents you added on board, you increased the risk of nephrotoxicity as well. So that was another variable that has to be considered in addressing patients on vancomycin therapy.
Were there any limitations to your study?
Certainly there were limitations. It was, number one, retrospective in nature, and a big limitation was we didn't assess for clinical outcomes. So we didn't try, we did not correlate whether or not there was, the nephrotoxicity risk was worse than the clinical outcomes benefits.
Is there going to be a next step in your study? Are you looking to do anything further?
Well, certainly we were able to find areas of improvement in how to use this medication at our institution. So we'll probably be evaluating, those types of changes that we're going to implement and whether or not what those outcomes have been.
That was Megan Wynn of Western University of Health Sciences in Pomona. For the Audio Journal of Medicine, I'm Nicola Solomon.